This is Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in downtown Toronto. I'm Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto's seen a 38% jump in lithium-ion battery fires in recent years. 7 months into 2025, Toronto Fire Service say they've already responded to 43 battery fires just this year, according to the city's latest fire department report. While the bulk of fires are coming from micromobility devices, that's e-bikes or e-scooters, toys and cell phones are also at the root of this. Lithium-ion batteries power not only electric vehicles, but everyday devices like smartphones and laptops. While the city says these batteries are generally safe, they can become dangerous if damaged, tampered with, or improperly stored. But why the rapid increase? Related fires have been climbing since 2022 by 162%. To answer this question, Met Radio spoke to an expert who works with these batteries up close. He says fires like these can be fatal for first responders.
There's a lot of bad chemicals that will literally shred your respiratory system and kill you. You don't have a chance with some of this stuff.
Randy Narine is among those who have been pushing for stricter regulations on the transportation and storage of lithium batteries. He's a researcher with the Clean Energy Safety and Training Council of Canada, a nonprofit organization he founded himself. This is an organization dedicated to providing training and research to frontline workers and first responders in the clean energy sector. Narine is also an Ontario-based firefighter, serving in the force for well over 10 years. Toronto Fire launched a second public safety campaign on Monday to raise awareness about the growing risk around these fires. But Narine says public safety is more than just individual responsibility.
It has 100% to do with the way the battery's made and its capabilities and what it's made for.
Our station started by asking Narine how these batteries actually work. How do they fail and why do they catch fire? Here's our conversation. Randy, welcome to CJTM. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Is it possible that they get corrupted or faulty over time due to wear and tear?
A battery, to use it, back to the fundamentals, electricity is heat. So the transfer of electricity is transferring heat. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. When your breaker at home trips, it's not tripping because it detected too much electricity. It hit a certain temperature. So when you're charging a battery, it heats up the battery because there's heat coming into it. And the faster you're charging it, the more heat that's in it. That means the hotter the battery gets. A poorly made battery will fail because the heat is greater than the materials inside's ability to absorb it.
The city says the most common cause of many recent fires is those who have modified or tampered with the device. While Toronto Fire Service do have equipment and protocols for handling these fires, they can be very dangerous. Particularly in a city where there are high-rise buildings on every block, there's risk of structural collapse, Narine told our station. But what is the difference between a regular fire and a lithium-ion related fire? Is there a difference?
Oh, yeah. I could tell you when I'm in a zone that's 290 degrees Celsius because I feel it. I feel like I'm on fire. It feels like you're standing next to a campfire with bare skin, but I'm in a snowsuit. I'm in my bunker gear. So that's what it feels like. I'm literally heating up inside and it is not pleasant. So that's how I can tell when it's getting too hot. We also have thermal imaging cameras that can tell the heat. Now, there's two things that happen at these lithium ion fires. They burn hotter, faster, and they spike to over 2000 degrees Celsius on cars and larger batteries than other devices. This phone will go at 600 degrees Celsius, right? So you're talking about heat that my gear is not able to handle. Its ability to light things on fire and spread a fire quickly is beyond anything that is conceivable within the fire service today. Structure collapse for concrete, commercial concrete, 600 degrees Celsius. That's when it starts failing and spalling. The commercial steel is 1200 degrees Celsius. An EV vehicle, like a Tesla, I've got a Tesla Model S, and when if that thing caught on fire, it will burn in excess of 2000 degrees Celsius consistently. That structure cannot handle it. So can I really go in there and trust that that commercially built structure to the building code is going to sustain itself for me to be able to fight that fire without it coming down on me? What if it's a large commercial structure in Toronto, Ontario, where 20 stories up and they're not evacuating the building? You could potentially have structural collapse happening right in Toronto. These things are only going to become bigger and more concerning. Then there's the gases that come off of it. The VOCs that come off of it literally will shred your respiratory system. We have firefighters in Ontario that are currently on WSIB because of their exposure to these events.
Mia jumping in from the future again here. WSIB stands for Workplace Safety and Insurance Board. This provides benefits for work-related injuries and illnesses, including presumptive coverage for certain cancers for firefighters. So, Randy, Toronto has seen a 38% increase in lithium-ion battery-related fires in the last 2 years, including a significant high-rise fire that led occupants and first responders suffering multiple injuries. And then since then, there's just been 43 related fires so far this year in Toronto. What do you put behind this escalation? Is it volume? Are they becoming more popular so people are buying them more? Or is it like carelessness? What is it?
So it's a combination of a few things. And I could say the low-hanging fruit on what's causing a lot of these problems is actually uncertified batteries. The second part to this is the fact that there are zero awareness around what battery abuse looks like. There's a lot of batteries in places and they're being used in manners that they weren't intended to be used. And that's what's causing these fires. All these e-bikes that are out there for rent right now are a major issue because they're a rental scooter. And what happens when you rent a car? You drive it like you stole it. So people are taking these things and abusing them because it's not theirs. What happens is you've got this flat platform and all the weight is being flexed on the center of what you're standing on. What you're standing on is the battery pack. So when you hear of these things happening, that's because there's all this abuse that's accumulated over time that is now causing the battery to fail, that then sets all the other batteries on fire. These e-scooters were never designed to be used in the way that kids are using them now. For example, before they put the battery in them, what did we used to do with the skateboards and the regular scooters? You skate them across curbs, you go down, you do tricks, you throw them up, you drop them down, you throw on these things all over the place. Well, there's a battery in it now, and people are doing the same thing. But what they don't realize is they're skating across the battery pack. They're crushing the battery pack. They're abusing this battery in ways it was never intended for. So when you look at use cases and when we create safety standards, it's made around a very specific thing. These standards are not made for dropping a car on a side railing or off a cliff, you know? So when you start having those things happening, that's when you see all these problems, and that's what's leading to a lot of it. You know, there's a number of things that are causing it, but the number one cause is human error and the lack of education to the public. And because the public's not being educated behind this, the government's throwing all this money into this technology, but they're not putting any money into education.
Randy, I really appreciate you breaking this down and spreading awareness for how to stay safe and how people can reduce the risk around these fires. Thank you for coming on today.
I'm just barely touching the tip of the iceberg with you.
The City of Toronto is urging residents to follow a number of safety guidelines to prevent these fires. They're asking for people to keep batteries in sight while charging them, to never tamper or modify a battery, and to use only certified manufacturer-approved batteries and chargers. If any of the problem signs occur, like strange odors, discoloration, excessive heat, change in shape, leaking, or odd noises, they're asking residents to stop using the battery immediately and to contact the manufacturer. Old or damaged batteries can be disposed of at a city drop-off depot or at a community event day. Our theme music is by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. We're broadcasting from Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in downtown Toronto.